Good morning and welcome to the How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
How are you?
I am happy to be here. How are you?
Likewise, happy to be here. So our assignment from yesterday, how are you when you get what you want? Record and listen.
All right.
And here's
very
our
exciting
first caller.
Okay.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. This is Laura from Berkeley.
Hello,
hey, Laura.
When I was looking at this question, there was kind of a wide range of things that, like, there was like the experience of just being joyful and appreciative and like, yes, and like, but then I also saw that sometimes there's like a, okay, I've got that. Now I need more. I need more. I need more. Or, okay, have it, and I'm going to cling to it. And so then what came up is...
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what came up is that it depends on what process I'm in.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because what you're describing is conditional and unconditional. Right? Ego getting what it wants. And that's such a perfect description. Because ego, I want it. I get it. Okay. Well, that wasn't quite, or I need more, or okay, now I have this. Yeah. So it's that split second from, oh, yay, I got it, to what's next. And when it's unconditional, there's the joy and the gratitude, the expansiveness, and the realization that I have so much that I want.
Yeah. And what's dropping in right now is I've been looking at, I feel like I recently have some things that I want. Like my health has been doing better and things like that. Like, and
makes me so happy to hear.
Yes. And I've been one thing that came out in a 200 recording was like, how do I hold something so precious with an open hand? And I think that it's a similar process that came out for me in this exercise. You know, that how do I hold that? How do I hold that in the unconditional? Essentially, I guess.
Yes, exactly, because ego would do the same thing with it, right? So your health is better, and I don't know, maybe this is too paranoid for most people, but it's like it just then turns attention to that with, okay, how do we destroy that? How do we ruin that? Because your health is getting better. It's been such a struggle for so long. There's gratitude with that. You can feel your whole system just getting stronger and more expansive. And that is the last thing ego wants. You know, it wants to whine about poor health and benefit from somebody's poor health. But as soon as the health begins to improve, the campaign is, how do we ruin this?
Yeah. Definitely.
And the clinging to it is one of the fastest ways. So I go from that expansive well-being that is really good for the immune system, the body's really happy, to stress and everything flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. All right.
All right. Well, that is all very fun, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
I just love good news, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, two things dropped in on a process level. The process of how, you know, we always talk about life arises and ego's three nano beats later claims it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw when you were saying that is when well-being is here, it's going to use well-being. When ill health is here, it's going to use ill health. that it uses whatever it is in the moment in some way of negation.
So whatever I'm experiencing, ego is going to be saying no to it. So if it's poor health, it's going to say no to that. If it's robust health, it's going to say no to that.
Yes, and it's interesting to see the process it uses when things are going okay or going really well and when things are not. Because in life, you have both of those dimensions all the time.
Yeah.
It's the catching on to it, right? That always the setup for negation of whatever it is in the moment. And to
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and the forces that you were looking at with Laura are the three poisons, right? Greed, hate, and delusion. That greed is the attachment to when it's going well, and aversion is the separation from when it's not going well.
And the whole, it's all delusion.
because I am something that I'm not.
Well,
yeah,
and
I maintenance around that.
Yeah, and what I was looking at when you said that is it takes us right back to the importance of directing the attention. Because as Laura said, it depends on what process you're in.
Yes,
so what
exactly.
We're attending to is providing us with the life experience we're getting. It's not, as you say, both of those are always there. It's not that I'm doing something wrong. If I'm suffering, it's that I'm attending to suffering, and so I'm suffering.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Oh,
hello?
Hi.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I'm surprised they got on.
Welcome.
So yeah, just thinking about how both, you know, what I want and what I how I am when I don't get what I want, you know, how they're always both there, and what you're saying about just where your attention is, and it's just so. For whatever reason, at this moment, it feels good to hear because I hadn't been meditating like I like to, and noticing how my life, how when that muscle of being able to say no to some things and to put my attention where I want it to be, that muscle gets weak, you know, it just gives me more motivation. Yep. Like, hey, wait a minute, this is crucial because what I'm up against wants to take me down, you know, and so I have to. This is my weapon. This is what I can do.
Yes. This is my strength. I got to build it.
Build it.
And Chris, that realization is the critical one. Really getting it that system is not me. It doesn't. You know, it's like. Identifying with a mugger, you know, we would say, well, that's crazy because, you know, I know I'm not that mugger. But when it's ego, we think we are the mugger. And so it starts pounding on us and we go right along with it because, well, it's me and that's what it wants to do and that's what I'm doing right now. And so I just have to accept it. No, it wants to take you down. And if we don't want to go that route, then we need to get those muscles going. We need
and
self-defense.
That's the thing. Yes. Because I don't know. Just I'm not sure what
just
to say
by that.
Yeah, I guess what is so striking is how. It's just so dang predictable how if things are going great for a few months and then I just like what we were just talking about it literally uses the goodness, you know, whatever. It uses whatever is in mm-hmm. front of you, and it's the job yep. or the health or the romance or whatever it is that has your heart, you know, that has that opening, has that mm-hmm. that lit up. It can really use it against you and against oneself. And what I'm realizing I'm lacking is that discipline. Is that, I mean, and it's
that's
an
right.
old story, but it's like, okay,
that's
you
right.
know, I mean, I'm not
that's
getting
right.
any younger. I mean, come on, you know.
That's right. That's it. That's it. And so what we're learning is to practice when we don't need to, because that's how it gets us. That's how that undulation works, right? So I feel so great. Why mm-hmm. do I need to take care of myself now? I feel great. Well, because life has pointed out to me that if I don't take care of myself when I'm feeling great, I'm going to feel crappy pretty darn soon. And the other piece of that is, if I take care of myself when I feel great, I'm just going to feel greater and greater and greater and greater. But if I get to that threshold where ego says, oh, that's plenty. You've been on that side of the continuum long enough. We need to swing you over to the other side of the duality. You know, then I'm going to spend, as you say, not getting any younger, but we can spend an entire lifetime in exactly that duality. I feel great. I go unconscious. I get beaten. I start trying to climb out of that hole and get back to where I was. I get back
yep.
to where I was. I get distracted down
yep.
the hole. Yeah.
Yep.
So, that's not a good life plan. And once we
no.
see it, it's really exciting, isn't it?
It is. And it's and like doing this workshop's helping a lot too, because like just sitting down and writing, well, what am I doing? You know, what is it that I want to have? And then, like, what am I doing that keeps me from that? Well, if I'm doing all these things that's keeping me from that every day, what kind of miracle? You know, like, what am I? I don't know. It's just, it feels like,
yeah,
it's immature. You know, like, I'm like, look, I'm 45.
Yes.
I don't know if today's my last day or I have another 40 or 50.
Yep.
Who knows? But
yep.
I know better, you know, and I it's not like I'm not practicing, but I know there's so much
yeah.
more joy,
yeah.
you know, and you know.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
coming to the
yeah.
monastery next month, and I am committed. It's just like sometimes, you know, you just – I feel like that's why I'm especially excited to go to the monastery for a month coming up, because I need, like, a training camp. Right. I know it's what
yep.
my heart wants, for no without
yep.
a doubt. But I'm just kind
yep.
of weak. I'm kind of lazy. I mean, you know, and not in a mean way. Just
well, right. I think
of,
that
you know,
the word you used is, I think, a really important one. It's immature. As a
yeah.
matter of fact, I was looking at it just this morning in terms of that immaturity, that so often we approach life like preteens, that we, you know, we steal stuff out of our parents' wallets or purses or the liquor cabinet or whatever it is, and we feel so smart and special and clever and like we're really getting away with something and it's unique and, you know, we're nonconformist and rebels and all we are is immature because, of course, you know, if the parents went away, everything that we're enjoying goes away too. And that's we can apply that to life. If life suddenly is not supporting us, well, then there we are. Now, of course, life is always supporting us, even when it gets very difficult and painful. But we don't know it, right? We were counting on ego, and then suddenly ego is not able to meet the circumstances, and we're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to grow up, isn't it? Take responsibility.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky I'm still alive to get a chance to do it. I mean, you know,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
thank you guys.
I thank you, Chris.
I love you, and I love being in on the calls, and I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see you soon, so take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to be there. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy to be here alive
to clean up the karma and develop those disidentification muscles.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then, enjoying this cleanup process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're live on the air.
Okay.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen from Wisconsin.
Hello, Karen.
Hi. Well, I'm seeing a lot with this question. I have all different ways that I am when I get what I want.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, sometimes I feel guilty when I get what I want. I
uh-huh.
see that as a bamboozle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, and Karen, if we were going to do what we were doing a little bit ago, we just kind of draw the line down the center of the world of ego duality. One side is conditional and the other side one side is conditional positive and the other side is conditional negative, right? So that would definitely go in the conditional negative side, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it's conditional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is so, this is really, I don't know, mind expanding for me to see that my unhappiness with getting what I want is just the same as being unhappy for getting what I don't want or happy because, or happy because. You know, it's just conditional. It's just a conditional.
God, that's so good. Because is the opening to the conditional, right? Anytime we hear because, we know.
Yeah.
We're in the ego duality here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So guilty. What else? What else?
Well, one of the things, my list. Sometimes I'm surprised because I forgot that I wanted it. So it comes through as a kind of a delight and surprise. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot I wanted this. Like,
uh-huh.
And I've heard like people say, oh, that's like a back order of something you wanted. And now it's coming. Now that you're not thinking about it, it just pops into your.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of a, like, I experience that as kind of like, fun.
That's right. And if I may, let's go back to your word. There is no because. Right? There is no because. You get what you want, but the main thing that you're aware of is surprise and delight.
Right.
The what you want is kind of secondary.
Right.
So I'm going to suggest you've slipped out of duality and into whole mind or presence or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm unhappy, even though I'm getting what I want. I have really caught myself doing this. Like, isn't this funny that this thing that I want isn't pleasing to me because of my mood or because I'm in an unhappy state?
Oh,
maybe
is that because again, huh?
There's
so
the because.
Right into the duality of now I'm the unhappy, the negative side of the duality. I got what I want, but I don't care. I'm so depressed.
Yeah. Or it's not quite right, so I'm sending it back. But sometimes I'm not unhappy with that. I'm just like, oh, this is this thing that I said I wanted, and here it is, and maybe I don't want it after all. And it's not really an unhappiness. It's just like, isn't this funny that this is what I asked for, and now I'm getting it, and I'm not really attached to it or thinking it was going to show up like this, and it's not really quite right. So.
And it's not having any effect on you, is it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So I'm going to suggest once again that this is something that's happening in a disidentified state. You're not identified with ego, so ego is not the one doing the interpreting.
Okay.
One more?
Here's another one.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't notice, and then I become aware. Well, I go from not being aware that I'm surrounded by things that I want, and then I am aware.
Yep.
Then I bring my attention. When I was making this list, I was just like, oh, I want you. I want you. Like, I really started looking around the room and being like, oh, I'm so appreciative of you, all these plants and pictures mm-hmm. and the little space
heater. We don't have to guess where you are in that, do we?
And I feel it.
Although
right
it's,
now. It's like overwhelmed
yeah.
joy.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep.
And I actually, love it. From this one, it's so rich in the fact that, like a little bit of like, I called you into being and here you are. I love you so much. Thank you for gracing me.
And Karen, I'm going to suggest
yeah.
this. They call you into being.
Nah, they called me into being. That's beautiful. Say that again.
Because isn't that what happened? Isn't that what happened? You looked at the plant, and you felt love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're calling me. They mm-hmm. right now are calling me into being.
Isn't that what it feels like?
That's so huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I'm so present right now to, like, all these little, like, not little, but big, at least, like, I'm surrounded by houseplants, and they're all calling me, like,
yep.
into being.
That's right. Here you are in love.
There I am in love, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
I don't have to say enjoy, do I?
No.
Yeah. You're right there. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Oh, I just
we can't even
so
say go happy to her, right?
No, she's dancing on the clouds. Or dancing with consciousness.
Yes.
That it to me it's such a that image of the chick in the egg with the the tapping from the outside. That Zen expression is so relevant that life is always calling us out, calling us mm-hmm. to our true nature, and mm-hmm. we're always reflecting that individual and unique expression of all of life in form, and it's
yeah.
a dance between those two things all the time. I
yeah.
love you, tree. Do you love me? And then we reinforce
uh-huh.
each other in love.
Yeah. So
in the recognition
on the inside of the egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tapping on the inside of the egg, and life is tapping on the outside, and here we are.
Yeah. In a greeting, in a gassho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, your heart and my heart are one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing that Karen said that was so important is that enjoyment is a process. It's not a thing, which is why things that we want don't make us happy and things that we don't want do, because it's not about the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. If it were about content, then it would be consistent, right?
Yes. Yes.
But because it's a process, it's inconsistent.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. All right. I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go. Next caller, you're now
All
live
right.
on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan from Los Angeles.
Hello,
Hi, Dan.
Dan.
Hey. So I was coloring, and I realized I wasn't drawing anything happy. When I get what I want, there's greasy energy. There's the kind of a drug hit rush of, oh, yeah, and then... Yeah, but, or mm-hmm. kind of like almost a graspiness because whatever little rush came is going to dissipate and trying to hold on to that.
Or the scramble to what do I want now, right? So,
what's the next thing
I can get that it's going to give me that rush again? Yeah.
And, I mean, empty. What's the empty ghost? Hungry ghost, thank you. And what really came out of it was just this sudden lack of interest in what I want. And just realizing that most of the things that I quote-unquote want are produced by ego. I'm going along with it and spending all this energy striving to get something. And, you know, after doing that for 40 years and getting what I want and then having what I want change, the pattern became really clear. Just, this doesn't lead anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and it's so interesting, Dan, when you say that, because the conditioned assumption then is that you should stop wanting. But what you're realizing is you can want whatever, and life is going to provide whatever. And you know you can be happy with whatever because getting anything in particular is not going to make the difference for you. You may have a little rush of, oh, goody, 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 but it's not going to change your life. And so you don't need to give it all that energy.
Yeah. I guess we use the analogy of the hamster wheel a lot, and it's just like, wait a minute, why am I on this? In losing interest in, if I know, if I saw, I saw clearly, I knew it. I mean, there's the intellectual knowing and there's the dong seeing knowing, the vibrating. If getting what I want doesn't make me happy, then I don't need to pursue that anymore. And then, okay, then the question immediately comes, well, what is there then? And then it's just, well, whatever life is offering. And, wow, I'm getting choked up. It's such a beautiful place to be. You're free of want.
And you have all... You have all that energy for where you are. Right? All the energy that used to get siphoned off into this future imagining how your life is going to be when you get that. And now all that energy is yours to have right in the moment where you are.
Yeah, my shoulders just kind of lifted. I mean, in a sense, like my whole chest swelled. There's this energy. Because you're right. I want is all about the future. It's what I don't have right now. I mean, I guess we say that to want something, you have to not have it. So automatically you're in lack.
Yes. And so that's my life experience, right? And so what Karen said, looking around and realizing, I'm surrounded by things I want. Right? I didn't notice that because I was off with ego in the future about something I don't have. I was living in the future with ego in lack.
Yeah, and if there's one thing this practice has taught me, this one process does not lead to another. Living in lack is never going to be satisfaction.
If I want to have, then I have to have. That's the only way I'll ever have. Right? And it's funny, isn't it? Because when we get that, it makes so much sense that it's like nonsense, right? But when we don't get it, it really does sound like nonsense. And there's no,
Hence the cone. Just so much in one question. It's amazing. So thank you, Ashwini. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So fun.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Gotcha. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. There's such wisdom in the awarenesses. You know, Sherry, that just was so it.
Yeah. So I go to that place of, I wish everybody in the world could hear these conversations, could hear these insights that people are having from this little tiny, seemingly innocuous question. Right? That everybody could hear what's possible in a transformed life.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so, just so, such a possibility, not even a possibility, but the reality of the suffering that sloughs off when you hear, having what I want doesn't make me happy, I can just stop pursuing those things. And now I'm just free to be here for what is. I mean, that is so profound. Profoundly true.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of the wisdom of the ages, we're all getting to live in that.
Yeah.
It is truly glorious.
It's truly glorious. We're so happy to be here doing this together.
We are so happy to be here. Play is the way. by the way, lest we forget that. And this feels like play, right? This is not this is not the gloom and doom slog that ego wants us to believe awareness is. You know, oh, you're going to see all this stuff and it's going to be hideous. No, no. You're going to actually learn to play with life and enjoy yourself in a way that you didn't know enjoying yourself was possible. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Take care. And that brings us to the end of the next. Oh, we have an assignment.
Oh, good. Yeah, we have an assignment. Sorry, I threw in that thank you ahead of time. What's our assignment?
How are you when you don't get what you want? Record and listen. Mm-hmm. We're going to see this every single way that it's possible to see it.
That's right, which is what we want to do, right? Because we don't want ego hiding behind anything that we haven't looked into. That's the fun of it. All right, well, now I will say the big, here we go, thank you. Go happy.
Here we go.
Take
thank
care.
You, Sherry, and we'll see everybody
treasure
tomorrow.
Yourself. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.